Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. Actually, this is a brain freeze brainstorm. Yeah, this is our ice cream episode.
Ooh, why do we not have ice cream? Where is my ice cream?
But my pants aren't fitting very well as it is, so no ice cream for us today.
I'm getting punished for that, but all right.
It's only going to be peripherally about ice cream for a brief moment. Okay. Anyway, we went into the Brain Freeze Creamery, which I totally recommend. They're on Grand here in Spokane. And the kids that were working there, they're probably like 23. They're not kids. The scoopers that were working that day were like offering us samples, and I'm cruising the case and I saw one called Blacklist Licorice. I said, no. And I looked down at the case and it's white ice cream. So I asked the kid about it. I'm like, why it's not black? He's like, licorice isn't black. I said, no. So I'm going to blow the lid off the black licorice conspiracy for us today.
Oh no.
I know.
Sit down, you black licorice eaters. It's going to get crazy.
And wait till we get to red licorice. Oh. You might grab a tissue.
I don't want to talk about it.
I know. So it turns out that the scoopers are right. Why would they not be? Why would they lie about licorice?
I don't know.
Licorice is a root, and it is indeed not black. It is kind of a creamy white color. It's, okay, we're going to do some pronouncing. I really looked hard for a pronunciation guide for this, and there are none. They pronounce licorice for us. They show us the British spelling. They do not pronounce this name. So we're going to try it. It is... Here, I'm going to let you see it, and you try it.
This is my favorite part of Amy presentations, is the Latin.
What do you think? Is that about what I... You think that's about right? Glyceriza glabra. Ooh. Or Glyceriza urolensis. And it's a root that comes pretty much everywhere that doesn't have a strong winter. Anything east of Europe and south.
Oh.
Not the Americas. So pretty much everywhere else. It's big in Greece and Turkey, Asia. It is not anise oil and it's not fennel. So it's its own distinct similar flavor, but its own thing.
So anise and licorice are two separate critters.
Yeah. Oh. Now they do have, I believe they both have a common chemical in them.
Hmm.
But again, it's a white, creamy looking root. It does have a brown skin on it. And so I went looking for, like, why do we make it black? There's not a lot of description online about why licorice is black. The biggest thing that I could find was that it was originally colored with the skin of the root, which is a medium brown color. And we hypothesized that they just intensified the color because as chocolate became more popular, it's not chocolate, but it's brown. We have theories, but yeah, there's not a lot of information.
I mean, yeah, you
there.
Go to Google and you say, why is licorice black? And I mean, everyone's talking about how it can kill you, but yeah, they aren't talking about the color. Yeah. And no. I bet you it was just kind of this kind of a grody brown.
Yeah. Dirty.
Yeah. And then maybe somebody was like, well, maybe we could perk this up a little bit. And then it just became tradition.
Yeah. Because it is a very distinct black.
It is.
And it indeed can hurt you. If you eat 2 ounces or more a day for 2 weeks, black licorice can prompt an irregular heartbeat in adults because it lowers your potassium and raises your blood pressure. So don't eat a ton of black licorice after this episode on a regular basis.
Well, yeah, because 2 ounces really isn't all that much.
No, but it does have that, we're not going to say, it's got that acid in it that does its... its job. And it's very ancient. Candy wise, it's one of the earliest. So the Greeks and Chinese and Egyptians used it for stomach inflammation and upper respiratory problems. And it's been used as a sweetener over the years. So if you have made it this far and you don't like licorice, high five. Thanks for hanging in. It is a legit thing. I read a few articles about that too. And the hatred of licorice is a lot like cilantro. Your body is either predisposed to liking it or not.
Yeah. I'm in the not crowd. I have never liked licorice. Mm-hmm. And I have a very high gag reflex. And the only time that I have ever really felt, I don't feel so great, is cutting fennel, which has that very licorice-y, anise-y sort of smell. Because Chaz wanted some. And I was like, well, I can cook that. No problem.
Yeah.
Chopped that bulb in half. And I almost lost my lunch on the cutting board. And I was like, clearly this is not the product for me. Yeah. No. Licorice, like good and plenty. That was always old people candy.
Mm-mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Before my time.
Yeah.
One article I read said that the aversion is a taste aversion and that the odor develops related to that. The odor thing can ebb and flow.
Oh.
It is not the primary thing that your body does. Your body doesn't like the taste, and so your nose responds, your brain responds to the smell, knowing what that's going to taste like and that it hates it.
Oh, so don't tell Chaz, because I might have to try cooking fennel again.
I feel like that's one of those hills you probably don't need to climb. You've got two or three other people in the house.
Yeah.
And finally, red licorice. Can we talk about red licorice?
Okay.
It doesn't actually have the chemical in it, so it is not actually a licorice. And now, if you go to stores and you look at Twizzlers and Red Vines, they do not call it licorice on the packaging. They call it Twists or some sort of euphemism like that. And it's packaged with the licorice, but it's just a candy.
Oh.
A licorice, you could say a licorice-style candy because it's in that Twist style, but it's not licorice because it doesn't have that chemical.
Huh. Mm-hmm. I didn't notice.
I know, I just blew the lid off the whole licorice conspiracy.
Wow, I'm standing on shaky ground.
I know. That's my brainstorm.
We are on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast, and you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.